All right, welcome to Ed Show 31. I'm going to give you a quick recap of the news. There isn't too much that's new this week, but I did want to highlight one really important thing, is that we announced the release date for Windows 8 as well as Windows Server 2012. If you haven't checked that out, go and even watch the WPC keynote, because there's a whole bunch at about 1 hour and 20 minutes or so. You can check out a whole bunch of different hardware form factors of the new Windows 8 that's coming out. Next up, we also announced the Build conference. It's going to be hosted from October 30th through November 2nd. Although it is a developer-focused conference, you may, as an IT guy, maybe want to start getting your developer folks that are in your organization to sign up for this event, or at least attend online and plan for that. Finally, one last little announcement. There is a new book that's out, Understanding IPv6 in the Third Version. Now, for us IT pro folks there who have been resisting IPv6, you can continue to do so if you want, but this book is available and should help you out to get a grasp on embracing IPv6 in your organization. With that, I am going to transition over to an interview I have with somebody from the Office 365 team, and of course covering my area of focus, consumerization of IT. All right, I'm here with Dan, and Dan, could you tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Microsoft?
Absolutely, my pleasure. First of all, thank you for having me here.
Yeah.
My name is Dan Sarsar. I'm a program manager lead with the Office Web Apps team. I've been with that team for 2.5 years now. Okay. And I'm very excited with what we have to show you guys today.
Yeah, well, you know, as part of my focus here on the Edge Show is consumerization of IT, and I got to tell you, Office Web Apps is a big feature that really helps out enable people work on any device that they want. And with the new announcement of 2013 coming out, I thought, hey, we have to see all the new enhancements to Office Web Apps.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so could you tell us what's all the new things coming?
Absolutely. So let me walk you through a little bit of an overview of the Office Web Apps. As I'm sure all of your audience already knows, the Office Web Apps are browser versions of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. And we launched them for the first time in SharePoint 2010. The tenets or the principles that we were after with the 2010 release was really about providing a familiar experience of Office in the browser. It should not feel like you're using a different thing to edit your Word document. It should feel like Word. Second was high fidelity, and this was high fidelity in both rendering the documents. If you create a document in Word, it ought to look the same on the browser. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, if you're going to modify it in the browser, we better not mess up whatever you already had there, even though those features may not be supported on the web. And third, we wanted this experience to be available everywhere. That's really one of the awesome things about building web apps, is that as long as you have a browser, you get access to these. Mm-hmm. And third, these experiences were really tailored for desktops, PCs or Macs, using mouse and keyboard, and phones. We had a great viewing experience on pretty much every phone that has a browser out there. You could always pop that open and take a look at your Word, Excel, or PowerPoint document.
Had a good foundation, but well, what is there to improve upon?
Well, great segue, David. So the first thing that we set out to do with the Office Web Apps 2013 is, you guys told us, we have Office documents not only in SharePoint, but they exist in a whole bunch of other places. So first of all, we added support for you to be able to use the Office Web Apps when looking at Outlook Web Access attachments, for example, or when you're hosting link meetings and you're sharing a presentation so that people could join just using a browser to that meeting and be able to follow along that same presentation using the same PowerPoint Web App technology.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On top of that, we've done work to allow your customers to be able to hook up their line of business application or internal websites to the Office Web App server. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second.
Yeah.
So that people can view those documents using a browser. And same thing for those documents being, for example, in file shares. All of that just works out of the box. It's a really great story. So that's about where the documents are stored. In terms of the actual user experience once you are in the Office Web Apps, we obviously kept those three principles that we talked about pretty pretty tight, and we made sure that those still work. But on top of that, we started adding quite a bit of features around a more advanced authoring experience. And that was really based on the things that we know users use in the client a lot that we did not have. A lot of them are based on feedback that we got from those customers deploying the Office Web Apps, telling us, hey, that's great, but here's what I'm missing. Word count is an interesting one in that that was not high up in our list. But man, the number of people who asked for that was pretty crazy.
People were very vocal. I want to know how many words I have that, there in the web browser.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, and there were advances in HTML technology that allow us to add a richer, immersive authoring experience that we could not have delivered 2 or 3 years ago, but now those are possible. So that's everything we've added about a more reaching authoring experience. Mm-hmm. The other cool thing that we've done is we've taken that rich editing experience and we've built a whole bunch of collaboration scenarios around them. And so, for example, now all of the Office Web Apps support the ability for multiple users to be modifying the same document at the same time. And even for Word, PowerPoint, and OneNote, people can be modifying that document on their client, perhaps even offline, and you'll help me do a little demo of that in a second. And once they come back online, or if they were already online, they will be merging and co-authoring with people using the Office Web App. So it's a really powerful experience around those scenarios.
Yeah, one of the big things that I learned is that you can now have co-authoring once in the browser and on the rich client at the same time. And that was a big thing that a feedback I got, you know, presenting on the current version of, hey, well, now we can do both and be editing at the same time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's one of those experiences that people don't expect. People expect that you can only co-author when everybody's in the browser. Yeah. And that's not true. Yeah. You should not be tied to a browser to be able to collaborate with other people.
Yeah, definitely.
And lastly, and this is following that idea of, hey, these have to be available everywhere. There's obviously a increase in the number of touch devices out there. Windows 8 Slate's coming out, for example. And we've done quite a bit of work to optimize the Office Web Apps to be touch optimized so that you can even use them on those devices without necessarily keyboard or mouse. And second, there's obviously been a huge proliferation of smartphones. And the differences between smartphones and phones is that they have more advanced browsers that allow you to do a much richer, more immersive, again, viewing experience of those documents. So we've taken advantage of that and created tailored experiences for those particular devices.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that the best way to have people see is to have a demo of all these new features. So can we dive into that right now?
Sounds great. Yeah. Let's go right into that. So what you're looking at here, actually not that one. What you're looking at here is a tenant that I created in Office 365. Everybody can go and do that in office.com/preview. And this is what I'm going to be using to do the demo. For those customers who are on-prem, they can go and download the preview versions of the servers, and this same set of experiences will be there as well. So what I thought I would start with is by showing the word web app. I'm here in a document. This is part of the high fidelity viewing experience on the web that I talked about it. I'm going to go right into editing. And the first thing that you're going to notice here is that our editing experience now looks very close to what this document looks like in Word. In fact, sometimes a lot of people take a look at this and say, well, isn't that Word? And that's exactly the experience that we want to get to with these experiences need to be familiar with everybody using Word. So let me show a couple of things around here. Number one, I can go into this picture, hit format, and I can apply some pretty cool effects to that picture to enhance and bring my document. And this is part of that advanced authoring that we can now do on the web. A few other quick things that I want to show here are the ability to go in and not only change your margins, orientations, and page sizes. For example, if you're a lot of people use the web apps when they're about to print a document, there's always the last minute adjustments. And so that helps quite a bit. And I can go here, modify paragraph, I can modify line spacing, indenting, etc. And so now we're starting to get a pretty rich Word editing experience on the web that should be familiar to everybody. So let me go back to this site where I have all my documents. I'm gonna create a new document here. We've now made it super easy to create new documents directly on your library using the Office Web Apps. So I'm going to come in here and just enter a file name. I'm going to get my PowerPoint web app. Right off the bat, it's going to ask me what I want my new presentation to look like. I have multiple themes and multiple colors within those themes. And so you can very quickly start to create very professional looking decks directly in the browser. Let me enter some text here. And I'm going to create a new slide. We have a whole bunch of slide templates that you can use from as great starting points. I'm going to use this one. And now let me show you a couple of really quick things that you can do now. Obviously, I can enter text, and that's kind of boring to show. But being able to insert shapes, style them, giving them a 3D look with a little bit of a gradient, entering text here. Oops. On this shape. And then not only that, but I can actually go in and animate this. And again, all of a sudden, you can create full, exciting-looking presentations directly in the browser.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Well, I know one of the other big things that you mentioned we added is working with other people. Mm-hmm. So what? How does that all work in this grand scheme of things?
So here's where I'll enlist your help.
Okay.
To demo something. Let's imagine that I'm now at the corporate. That we're doing a site visits. I'm on location now. I have my title screen here ready to present to the customer. But as you can see, my slides are actually blank.
Okay.
And that's because you're coming in on an airplane to help me present.
Okay.
And you were supposed to do those slides.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Now I'm under pressure. It looks like I happen to have my trusty Samsung Slate here.
Yep.
That I'm gonna work on the plane to add the slides in, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And so you open your presentation using the PowerPoint Rich client before you got on the plane.
Okay. From the Office 365
from the
website.
Office 365 website.
Yeah.
Or your corporate SharePoint site.
Corporate SharePoint site.
That
works too.
As well.
Yep. Okay.
And you made those changes to the presentation. So okay. Do you want to switch over and show them what?
Let's switch over and see. Let's see what we can make happen here. All right, here I am on my slate, and it looks like I am in airplane mode, and I have opened up my PowerPoint presentation, and it looks like I've done a lot of work here to add a whole bunch of slides to that presentation, and what I'm going to do is click on Save, and I see on the bottom that there is an upload pending, so when I click on that, looks like I can see that the server's unavailable, but it says it's automatically going to be uploaded when we get a connection to the server. All right. Well, now, through the magic of time, I have landed.
You have landed, finally.
I'm here, all right, and I'm going to go off of airplane mode.
Yep.
And connect up to the network. And then it looks like automatically at the bottom there, it started to upload to SharePoint.
Great. Do you want to switch over to my device now?
Let's go ahead and switch over and see what that looks like on your side and pulling up the changes that we had. So here we just saw, I mean, really this is a full offline experience, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
So now I'm presenting from the customer's computer, and unfortunately they don't have the latest version of Office. So I went to my Office 365 website, clicked on the deck, it was already open, and if you guys noticed, the slides that David created just magically came in because his computer was connected back to the internet, and bam.
Synced right up to your web app, and there you go. You have it.
Yep.
Okay.
And
that's
so,
pretty cool.
You know, you were completely offline when you made those changes. The changes I had made to the styles remain, and all that happened was your decks came in, and now very smoothly, and as if I had not been sweating for you to get here on time, I can simply start slideshow and start presenting to the customer as if nothing had happened.
Yep. That's very cool. Yeah, and it looks like you can even see the two people editing the document on there too.
That's absolutely right. So what David's referring to is that down here in the Office Web Apps, we can see who's editing that document.
Cool. All right, well, that is a lot of great changes from what we covered, but you did mention one other thing on that we can use Office web apps in a lot of different places. So could you show me a little more about what changes we made there?
Yes, absolutely. So let me go back to my Office 365 tenant. I'm going to go into the Outlook web app, and this is going to show the fact that nobody sends me emails other than myself, but ignore that for a second. I've sent myself a spreadsheet that contains the sales report. I can simply click here now, and you're going to get, without having to download this document, without having to do anything else, you're going to be able to get to that document and take a look at everything that's here in your spreadsheet. I can even do things like filtering or sorting so that I can get a much better view of what it is that I'm looking at. Wow. And again, this is the power of having the web apps really anywhere your Office files are at.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I mean, just to reiterate on the anywhere, I mean, we support all the major web browsers, so that really opens it wide open. We enhance support for right for touch, yep, and all those things. And then we have, of course, the rich Office client on Mac and PC, so you've got a lot of bases covered on places to edit.
It's
here.
A great story, if you ask me, David.
Yeah, yeah. And so, where all else can you do all the editing of the Office?
So, well,
web apps?
Partly to answer your question, let me talk a little bit about how we've enabled these scenarios about opening files that are not stored in SharePoint. As you may remember, in Office 2010, if you wanted to set up the Office web apps, you had to deploy your SharePoint farm and then go to that same SharePoint farm and install the Office web apps on top of that. That worked pretty well, except that limited you to only be able to use the web apps with documents stored on SharePoint. For Office 2013, and in particular with the new server that we're introducing, which is Office Web Apps Server 2013, we're decoupling the Office Web Apps from SharePoint to achieve the following. We are now going to have one Office Web Apps Server, and that one Office Web Apps Server is what's going to give you the power of the Office Web Apps on-prem. Obviously, if you're in Office 365, we take care of that for you.
Well, yeah, and this is the same model that we're using as well for our cloud services.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Right.
Okay. So just like our customers are going to run this on-prem, we're running it in the data centers, and it works exactly the same way. So now you're going to be able to hook up your same SharePoint farm to your Office web app server, but more importantly, you're going to be able to hook up any number of SharePoint farms back to it. And we think that the scale that we're going to get from the Office web app server is going to be quite big. Whereas, even if you have thousands of SharePoint farms, you're really going to need a handful of Office Web App servers serving all of them. In addition to your on-prem SharePoint deployments, that one Office Web App server deployment can also service your Exchange users such that if they're using Outlook Web App, they can view those documents.
Would be an Exchange 15 server, right? It could use that.
Okay. That would be correct. It would be an Exchange 2013 server. Yeah. As well as Link for some of the scenarios that we talked about in meetings. And lastly, we have this new feature around open from URL, which is what I was talking about, is the integration point between Office Web App Server and really any file you have within your corporation, let it be in internal websites, in line of business applications, or even file shares, where you just pass the URL to the Office Web App Server, and it will allow you to view that document.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you can really, your sky's the limit almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or you can have your internal websites utilizing the Office web apps. And then the thing I like about this is that you've got a central place to update Office web apps. So as soon as you new enhancements, you don't have to update all of your SharePoint servers and all your servers. You just update the Office web app server, and you get all the new enhancements. That
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense.
We heard that loud and clear. We want to update Office web apps without having to touch our SharePoint deployments, and we've enabled that scenario.
All right. Well, what do you recommend for people to do next, or as next steps to try out some of this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two ways for people to try this out. One of them is to go to office.com/preview. Anybody can go and create an Office 365 tenant where you can just go over everything and anything that you saw today. People can also choose to download the servers. So you can download SharePoint Server 2013, Exchange Server 2013, Office Web Server 2013 previews, deploy them, and experience, again, the same Office Web Apps that I showed today. And lastly, for those people who want to use it for their personal lives, who are consumers, you can go to skydrive.com, and as soon as you upload an Office document, click on it, you're going to be asked, do you want to join the Office Web Apps preview? If you say yes, you're going to get to experience everything that we showed today.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you very much, Dan.
My pleasure.